Father, we worship you. We give you the praise. Breathe on the service this morning and give someone a visitation. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah.
Lord, you are here. 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 There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. Lord, you are here. 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 And Lord, you are here.
Genesis 1:27, the Bible said, so God created man in his image. In the image of God, created he him. Male and female, created he them. And God blessed them. Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 7, the Bible said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This morning we are looking at the characteristics of the life of God. Characteristics of the life of God. And our objective is, as it is stated, understanding the characteristics of the life of God that we are to manifest. What life? Our month is the month of reigning with the life of God. What are the characteristics of this life of God? We saw earlier that God made man in his image and likeness. God made man to look like him. So man essentially was created to live like God. The song we just heard spoke to us in that direction. Let me think like you. Let me speak like you. Let me act like you. Let me live like you. Let your life, O Lord, rise up within me. Let me think like you. Let me speak like you. Let me act like you. Let me live like you. And God placed the breath of life in the nostrils of man. So I can think like him. So I can speak like him. So I can act like him. so I can live like him. If you are an eaglet, you don't struggle to manifest the characteristics of the eagle. If you are a lion, you don't struggle to roar. It's in your nature. If you are sheep, you don't struggle to bleat. So man, essentially, was designed to live, to look and live like God. The question we want to ask and answer is, what are the characteristics of the God life? The God life. That life through Jesus Christ that we are to be partakers of. In 2 Peter chapter 1, I believe, verse 4 to 5, say, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We are to be the partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the nature of God. Partakers of the divine nature. The nature of God. I'm going to identify five things this morning, and then we shall be praying. Number one, life of God that we must manifest or embrace is called spirituality. Spirituality. In John chapter 4 verse 24, the Bible said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. And because he made us in his image and likeness, we are spirits. Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 9. The Bible said, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? God is the Father of spirits. We are spirits, and we are children of our Father, who is the Father of spirits. What does this translate to us? Number one, we must live with the understanding that we are spiritual beings in an earthly climate. We are spiritual beings. We have the capacity to interact with spiritual beings. We have the capacity to interact with God Almighty. We have the capacity to interact with angels. We have the capacity to interact with the Spirit of God. We have the capacity to deal with demons in their realm. So we must quit seeing ourselves as earthly beings. Our stay on the earth is temporary. And I speak to somebody here this morning. May your spiritual consciousness become quickened. In the name of Jesus, may your spiritual consciousness become quickened. May you begin to interact more in the realm of the spirit than in the realm of the physical. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, say a believer's amen. You come to the point where you step into a place and you can pick up things very sharply. You just get to know the kind of climate you are in, the kind of spirits you are encountering. You enter a place and you sense spirits of witchcraft. You enter a place and you sense some serious unclean spirits. And you begin to understand this is not a place to be. This is a place to step out from. Somebody comes into your life with a wrong spirit, you are aware. They came to say they want to do business with you. Or they say they want to marry you. But because you are a spiritual being, you are able to be sharp and sensitive, and you are able to discern spiritual things. Am I speaking to somebody here? It should be clear to you that you are not just natural. You are not just an earthly person. You are a spiritual personality. You must function with the consciousness of being a spiritual being. Listen, mentality affects reality. For as he think in his heart, so is he. So God is a spirit. We are spirits. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud, believers, amen. I've told this story before. When I was still a student in the university, a medical student, I was about 5th or 6th year. I came back home one day on holiday. And as I came, I saw a woman that was prophesying to people. And everybody was taken with her prophecy. She was telling people things, several things that she was telling the people. But as soon as I stepped into the climate where she was doing this prophetic operation, I realized that the spirit was not a good spirit. It wasn't the spirit of God. It was not God Almighty. Even though there were things she was saying that appeared accurate to the people, but it was by a wrong spirit. It was from the spirit of divination. It was from a serpentine spirit. And I sensed it on the spot. And I was a young man. I wasn't a pastor. I was a student. But there was a man who was there, who was a prophet, who should have sensed this, but he did not sense it. So I looked at him. I said, do you see what this person is doing? She said, he said, yes. I said, but it is not the spirit of God. He said, really? I said, that is not God. That is not God. That is an evil spirit. That is not of God. He said, really? I said, yes. Can't you sense it? Listen carefully to how she's praying and the kind of tongue coming out of her mouth. And by the time he said, what do we do? I said, let's pray for her. And then we prayed, and on the spot, that spirit was cast out of her life. She never prophesied another day of her life. She lived more, maybe 30 more years. Never prophesied one more time. That spirit entered on the spot because somebody who was a spiritual being stepped into a spiritual climate and sensed a spirituality that was not authentic. Not all that glitters is gold. Not everything that appears, not everything that appears spectacular is of God. And so the first thing is to walk in the consciousness of being spiritual beings. That's the first thing to do. The second thing we do is we must be committed to spiritual exercises that enhance our spiritualness. Exercises that boost our spirituality. Exercises in prayer. Exercises in the study of the word. Exercises in fasting. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And then, Luke chapter 4 and in verse 4. Exercises in prayer at the place of prayer. We stretch ourselves in the realm of the spirit. In Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 6, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Watching the earth unto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. So what is the God nature that we are looking and trusting God for? Number one is spirituality. Number two is supernaturality. What is the difference? Spirituality means I am spiritual. Supernaturality means I dwell in the realm of signs and wonders and marvels. Supernaturality. God, the God we serve is a supernatural God who dwells in the realm of signs and wonders. In Job chapter 5 and in verse 8 and 9. Job chapter 5 verse 8 and 9. He said, I will seek unto God. And unto God would I commit my cause. Which doeth great things and unsearchable. Marvelous things without number. Marvelous things. He's the God of marvels. In Job chapter 9 and in verse 10, it talks about God, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. So we are the children of a God of wonders, a God of miracles, a God of the supernatural. And as children of the God of signs and wonders, the God of the supernatural, we are designed for the supernatural. Isaiah chapter 8 and in verse 18, it said, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and for wonders in Israel. We are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Anyone who is for signs and for wonders here, say a loud amen. You are for signs and wonders, say a louder amen. You are for signs and wonders, say, shout the loudest believer, say amen. In Mark chapter 16 and in verse 15, all the way to verse 20. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. We serve the God of signs and wonders. As believers, the signs and the wonders is our realm. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Everything about this Bible is a wonder. Everything about the scripture is a wonder. Everything about, if you remove every miracle, every sign, every wonder, out of this book, if you remove them, it turns literally into a pamphlet. It's reduced to the volume of a pamphlet. You can't mention God without the supernatural. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. A believer's amen. One of our sisters here, some time back, I believe that was when she came into this church here for the first time. She had a cervical problem on the back of the neck. And that neck was not just painful, but it made clicking sounds, click sounds. Maybe 100 times or 200 times in a day. She was about to go to Germany or somewhere for treatment for the neck. She had worn several neck collars. No solution. I laid hands, prayed for her. God healed the neck. Am I communicating? She's seated here right now. Can you wave your hand? Right there. Wave it again. Okay. Decided to stand. That's right. Give the Lord the praise. God bless you. Permanent healing. And that, she had worn up to 8 neck collars. After she got healed, she came to me with an offering in dollars, foreign currency. I want to appreciate you for this healing. And I said to her, I don't need you to give me, I don't feel like taking money because you are healed. I can't heal you. I'm not the one who healed you. God healed you. So take the money to God. Come to the church and drop the offering with God at the offering. And she brought the envelope with the dollars in it and drop it in the offering basket. And went home. And the exact envelope that she had dropped, she found it back in her bag. And when I heard of it, I said, only, it's very simple. When I said I will not take money for the healing, God said, me too. Hey! 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 Somebody say supernatural. Say supernatural. Stand up on your feet and shout supernatural. Louder, shout supernatural. Loud more, shout supernatural. Help me tell 3 people by your side, say the supernatural is real. 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 Give the Lord a shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You know, we human beings, we are made as spiritual and supernatural beings. That is why people patronize native doctors. There is something in the heart of a man that is searching for the supernatural. That is why people patronize witch doctors, patronize soothsayers, fortune tellers, palm readers, crystal balls,
because they are looking for something. But the highest supernatural is in God. The highest level of the supernatural is in God. And if you are looking for that, you are with God, you are with the right person. Shout the loudest, amen. My wife and I were going to travel. We are set. All of a sudden, international passports were nowhere to be found. Was it Canada or America? Maryland were to go. Program is set. Everybody said, international passport nowhere to be found. Were to take flight from here to Lagos and then fly from there. Nowhere. We looked. She searched everywhere. At the end of the day, she came to me and said, we might not be able to do the travel because we can't find, no, passport is nowhere to be found. One prayer was offered. It shall be found. Passport, you are found. All of a sudden, she found it right on the table there. All of them together just appeared. Wherever it was, it just appeared. Wherever it was. Hey! The Lord, the God you serve, is about to show you that the supernatural is real in your life, and is about to give you testimonies that will blow your mind, signs and wonders that will shake your mind. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. You believe it, shout the believers, amen. Help me stand up on your feet and tell three people the supernatural is real. The supernatural is real. The supernatural is real. The supernatural is real. And you shall experience it. You shall experience it. You shall experience it. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. My secretary, Pierre, came to me during the May convention. He sent me a message during the May convention. A man who was in the convention here came from England for the convention here. His wife gave him a distress call. This is May. I'm talking of last month. A distress call. 5-year-old child had swallowed the coin and he was currently in respiratory distress. Which means that the coin was going into the airway. First miracle, we prayed and the distress was over. But the medical doctor in the UK brought a metal detector and confirmed that the metal was inside the child. And then they did an X-ray and ultrasound and the scans and saw the metal there. It was round and we showed it. They showed it on the screen. I'm sure our people will still have the clip of it. And then I told the man was here. I mean, you can imagine you left your child, your wife and baby in UK. You came for a program and then the child is in distress there, struggling to breathe. And I said, calm down. God is on the throne. First of all, I asked him to send me the number. Their number. He sent. I called them in the UK. We're in the midst of conversion. This is Dr. Paul Energy. Wow. He gave the boy the phone. Talk to Papa, Pastor Paul. And we prayed. Metal was there. They were thinking of what to do. Said they should watch the child. They kept watching the child. The woman said the next day, when the child went to the toilet, she checked the She allowed him to pour on a pan or something and checked it thoroughly. There was nothing inside. It was just the pool. Nothing there. Then they went to the hospital. That confirmed that the coin was still there, only for them to arrive at the hospital. And they checked, and there was nothing anymore. Metal detector, no coin. Checked with an X-ray scan, nothing. Clear lung field. Distress over, pain over, everything over. The child went to toilet once, and there was no coin in the pool. What happened? He disappeared the coin.
Shout supernatural. Shout it louder. Supernatural. Say it is real.
If we continue to recount the stories of supernatural events and supernatural things, will just continue endlessly. The man, our member who is in Canada now, who had a medical situation and God intervened. When we come to Canada in a few weeks time, I would like to see him. And I'm sure he will hear this message so that I can get the full detail of the story. I pray for you today. The God of the supernatural, who created you in his supernatural image, may he begin to cause you to experience the supernatural in your life. To experience signs and wonders in your life. In the name of Jesus. When one of our children was born, take your seat. I am a medical doctor by training. My wife is a medical doctor by training. And as the child was born, the doctor confirmed that there was a congenital defect. When the pediatrician examined, the defect was obvious, clear. The kind of thing that will cause failure to thrive. The kind of thing that will cause permanent hospitalizations. That kind of thing. That will cause a 12-year-old to be looking like 5 years. That kind of thing. My wife came with a report, and this is what has been said about the child. And I said, the Bible said, every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. And children are the gifts from God. If God gives you a gift, it is perfect. God cannot give you a gift that is corrupt. If God has given us the gift of this child, then the child has to be perfect. Nothing can be abnormal. That was the scripture that scattered the verdict. Such a verdict should keep baby in the hospital for weeks or months. Under 24 hours, verdict cancelled. Examination again, nothing. Nothing then, nothing now, nothing for 20-something years, nothing forever. Hey! Hey!
Somebody shout the loudest, say amen. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, spirituality is my inheritance. Spirituality is my inheritance from God. Supernaturality is my inheritance. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen.
That is the child. And that, see the coin there. Did you see it there? Just right there. That is the child. That's the mother. Yes. Yes, I can see that the date there, the 24th of May, 2026. Posterior anterior. They checked the next one and it was gone. Do you have the next slide? A coin. They went back. Nothing. No surgery. Nothing. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. And so that was the first. The second, so supernaturality. And what do you do? Again, number one, let's walk in the consciousness and expectation of the supernatural. Walk in the consciousness, walk in the expectation of the supernatural. Just know that you are created a spiritual and a supernatural being. So the supernatural can happen and it is natural. It is natural. The supernatural can happen and it is natural. Secondly, put forth actions and exercises that trigger the supernatural. One of them I know is walking in his presence. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth to the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God with a man made the supernatural natural. One of them that I know also, his commitment to the assignment of soul winning. They went everywhere and the Lord went to them, confirming the world with signs and wonders following. So we must understand that we are supernatural beings and the supernatural is allowed to be natural. Somebody say amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. There are many things we can say. Many things we have experienced. But there are many of these things when you say it in the world in which we live. Many will doubt. Many will argue. Many will even wrestle with it. So there's no need to cast it there. So don't cast your pearl before the swine. My comment. There are things, even in the days of Paul, there were things he couldn't share. He said, there are things I have to share, but you are so immature. I can't share them. So Paul died with some revelation. He went home with some light, with some insight. Because there are things, he could share it and they can almost turn and stone him. Somebody say aloud, amen. One of my classmates, he said, you know why I used to like to read with you. We are about two or three of us. Read with you in the university. He said, because I knew that if we read together, I would not fail. He said it very, very funnily. He's a big man now. I said, I knew if we read. And I remember in our final exam, I think that was medicine and surgery. 6/6 of all the questions that came up, we already reversed them before it came. All. So you just, a matter of going to the exam hall and you just be writing, paper. Paper. That is, you answered the question before you went to the exam and you met all the questions. All of them. All. 5 to answer 6. I mean 6 to answer 5. And you answered the 6 before you entered. So there are several things that can be said. But one thing you must know is that God is real. The supernatural is real.
is authentic. And I want to announce to somebody, from this moment forward, you shall begin to experience the reality of God. You shall begin to experience the reality of God. You shall begin to experience the reality of God. You shall begin to experience the reality of God. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Number three, vitality. We serve the God who is the embodiment of health, strength, and vitality. Health, strength, and vitality. Health. All we are seeing, we want to see this about our God and translate it into our lives. In Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 28, he said, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. He is never tired and never weary. He fainteth not, neither is he weary." He's a tireless God. He's a weariless God. Is a faintless God. Is the God who is not faint, neither can grow weary or weak. It's at 121 and in verse 3 to verse 4. He said, "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Shall neither slumber nor sleep. Shall neither slumber nor sleep. Shall neither slumber nor sleep." What is that? God does not sleep. He does not slumber. He is not tired. He is not sleepy. And he is not sick. Have you ever seen such a thing? He does not sleep. He does not slumber. He is not tired. He is not sleepy. And he is not sick and has no headache. And he made you in his image. So are you complaining that we are so restless? This sister came with her husband from the U.S., right? After they commanded the day midnight prayer, I saw the two of them. Then she began to nod. She said, "Okay." I was wondering why she was nodding. I said, "What?" She said, "I have confirmed that you don't sleep." He said, "Okay, all right. It's confirmed that you don't sleep." I said, "Why?" He said, "I watch you online, but as I have come in person now, you just finished midnight prayer, and then you still have the time to see us, and you are talking and you are seeing people. It is confirmed." We have a, if God will only give you 1 out of 1 million of his wearilessness, of his tirelessness, you won't be complaining the way you are complaining. The other day, my wife did recording from night till morning. By the time I was already busy doing something, she was coming to sleep. I said, "Are you awake?" I said, "Since." Because there are times we set the alarm clock, and when you wake the alarm clock, You wake the alarm clock. You know what it means to wake the alarm clock? You set the alarm clock to wake you by 7, and you woke up by 6. You were awake before the alarm started ringing. So you have to quench the alarm clock. So you are ringing too late. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. That is the God who made you in his image. In our place, there is a proverb. I don't know how they originated it. They said the child of a lion cannot suffer convulsion. The child of an elephant cannot suffer convulsion. I don't know how they originated it. But maybe they are saying that the body is too big for seizure. It's too big for convulsion. Maybe, I don't know if veterinary doctors will confirm that, but that is the way they feel. In other words, there are some people who give birth to you and certain things are not permitted in your life. Hey! That is that God Almighty is the God who birthed you. Weakness, continuous weakness, continuous tiredness, continuous weariness, continuous sickness is not permitted to be your portion. You believe me, say aloud, amen. It's not permitted to be your portion. It's not. There are people who are permanently sleepy. Any day you catch them, you know, what I find so exciting, so entertaining, is sleeping and praying in standing position. I saw it yesterday on my way coming for Kawande Day. A woman stood there. It's very, very entertaining. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sleeping from what? Praying and sleeping, creeping. Go back home and sleep. Lie on your bed. Permanently tired. Permanently exhausted. I speak to everyone here today. Every spell of weariness, every spell of tiredness, every spell of sickness, I declare it is over. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are sick today, well tomorrow. Sick today, well tomorrow. I declare it is over. The yoke is broken. The spell is broken. You believe it? Say the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Energy, 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 energy. That is your portion. That is your portion. Energy, 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 energy. Woo! You see what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 31, he said, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be tired. They shall walk and not faint, because they wait upon the Lord. They renew their strength. They renew their strength. We are the offsprings of God who made us in his tireless image, his weariless image. We are not permitted to be victims of weakness and tiredness and weariness. No, we are not permitted. I did 7 days preaching in the morning, in the convention, and then in the evening, and then midnight prayer, and did that for the whole week, and then stepped off to the country of Venezuela for program. You saw the clip last week. And then returned back home. Shadow continued. I had done 2 neighborhood crusades this week. I'll show you the clip shortly. And then Shadow continues to Argentina and Brazil. In the middle of this, books are being written, songs are being written. This song that they sang today is 3 days old. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It's 3 days old. There are others that have come since the birth of that one. Books are being written. Administration work is being done. Construction works are going on. Things are happening everywhere. And you are moving as if you don't have break. Kakarakariti. Energy, energy, energy.
Hey! Hey! Is there somebody who is right? You see, you need energy to fulfill your destiny. You cannot fulfill destiny in weakness. You cannot in tiredness run the race you are meant to run. If you are too tired and too weak and too weary, you cannot become who God wants you to be or accomplish what you are meant to accomplish. What you are meant to do in one day, you are doing it in 7 days because you are so tired. What you are meant to do in 1 week, you are doing it in 1 month because you are so tired. What you are meant to do in 1 year, it's taking you 10 years because you are so tired. You don't need that tiredness. You need energy, energy, and
one of my senior brothers used to tell me in those days, about 40 years ago, if we are traveling from Otukpo by car, even if it is to Lagos, I am seated awake till we end the journey. No trace of sleep. He said, what? He said, I like to travel with you. He said, why is that? Your alertness. Unlike one or two other people that by the time they, you have not gone 15 minutes before they start infecting the driver with drowsiness. Somebody is driving, you are saturating him with slumbering. Do you understand what I'm saying? The driver is trying to focus. The person seated next to him is. You need that energy. You need that focus. You need that concentration that comes from the God who created you. And I stand here to declare today, everyone that is a victim of tiredness, a victim of easy fatigability, a victim of weakness, it expires today. It expires today. The season of weakness, the season of weariness, the season of tiredness expires today.
Somebody said the other day, when he saw me in Venezuela, carrying that boy in my hand, 12-year-old boy, lifted him in my hand like a 3-year-old old baby. The person said, you are still carrying such a person in your hand? At this age of your life, I say age, wait until the next 20 years. Wait until the next 30 years. That kind of carriage will still happen. You see this leg dance? Wait until another 20 years.
created you is called the Ancient of Days and is not tired. How old are you?
He does not sleep, he does not slumber, he's not weary, he's not tired. His name is the Ancient of Days. The Bible says from everlasting to everlasting. How old are you?
There are some people, before you say, at this my age, at this my age, the age is too important to them. And they are in power, at this my age, at this my age. Papa here, they will say, somebody, anything you tell him, say, at this my age. He said, when that guy was around 40, he was looking like 90. Because he has been imparting himself with age. Hallelujah. Well, how old are you? Abraham started his journey at age 75.
Moses started at age 80. Where you are thinking of ending was where they were starting.
Did you hear what I just said? Abraham started his journey at 75. Moses started at 80.
Caleb at the age of 85 said, give me this mountain. They said there are giants there. Forget about the giants. Leave them in my hands. I will drive them. As my strength was 40 years ago, so is my strength now for war. As my strength is then, so it is now. 40 years ago, I am not weaker than I was 40 years ago. That was Caleb talking. If you doubt me, bring your head. Let me give you a knock. And you see the strength of the knock. In case you leave church today and somebody asks you, what did you hear in church? Scout energy. Energy. This war today is an attack on every spirit of weakness, every spirit of laziness, every ancestral spell of sickness, of weakness, of disease, every ancestral spell of weakness, of weariness, of tiredness, of disease. I declare they are blast out of your life.
The youth of our generation are the ones that need to wake up the most. The level of laziness among the children is alarming. Am I communicating? It's very, very alarming. The level of if the fathers were this lazy, they wouldn't have the mobile phone that is causing them to be lazy. They won't have the computer games and the nice houses they are living now that is costing them so much laziness. So much laziness. So much laziness. You wake up. You wake up. And I'm speaking to the children. I'm speaking to the students. I'm speaking to everyone here today. Your future answers to your force. Your future answers to your fire. You need fire. You need fire to fulfill to have a future. You need energy to fulfill destiny. A pastor called me from, sent me a message from the United Kingdom. He said, I have read church history, both past and present. He said, the level of work you are doing and energy and restlessness with which you do the things. He said, I have not read of it before. I have not seen it before. It's energy that fulfills this. And that is the God who made you in his image. Don't ever forget, he doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He is not tired. He is not sick. He is not sleepy. He is not weak. He has no headache. And he made you in his image. Yeah. One day, we finished night vigil. And after finishing night vigil, I drove straight, went for a program, and I was preaching. And the program was on television. National television. This has happened many times. One day, I left the vigil straight to Lagos for Papa Oyedepo's program. By the time we're coming in the evening of Saturday, I have not slept for almost 48 hours. And I was wondering what's going on here. And tomorrow is Sunday service. Are you okay? So while I was preaching on Saturday morning after the vigil, one woman who also left the vigil but is still struggling, is still sleepy, with one eye open, he saw television. And he saw me preaching, and they wrote live. This is vigil yesterday, and this is Saturday morning, around 11, live. So she sent mommy, Dr. Miss Enenche, a text message. She said, "Daddy twin, eh?" Is he a twin? That is, the one who did night vigil is different from the one preaching. Identical twins. One did vigil last night and he's sleeping. Another one is preaching right now. Is he a twin? No, he's not a twin. He's the same person. Of God. Energy from God. I am the son the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders. I declare the impartation of the same strength, the same vitality from heaven, the same dose of energeticness. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say, "I reject weakness. I reject sickness. I reject tiredness. I receive energy to fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus." Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. What about vitality? What do we do in this regard? I have so much to say, but it appears like I'll summarize here. What is the secret of our energy? Number one, you must be sure that you belong to Him. His genetics must be in you. We must be born of God. He that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. We must be born of God. John chapter 3, verse 6. Number 2. Waiting on the Lord moves us forward in realms of energy. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Waiting on the Lord is a secret of our strength. Waiting on the Lord is waiting on the word. It's waiting in prayer. It's waiting in fasting. It's a secret. Number three. Is appearing before Him. Frequently. Appearance before God imparts energy. Strength. Just literally reveling in His presence. In Psalm 84 and in verse 7. The Bible said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. They go from strength to strength. We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come
To the Father we have come to renew strength. We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come to the Father. We have come to renew strength. We have come unto the Lord. We have come
unto the Lord. We have come to the Father. We have come
to renew.
Three more times. We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come.
Somebody living here with strength today, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory. You are living here with renewed strength, give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of victory. You are living here with renewed strength, give him the loudmost shout of victory.
Hallelujah. Let me take number four. We have five. I don't know if I'll finish all the five, but the first is spirituality, next is supernaturality, third is vitality, number four is liberty. I think I'll stop at this four. Liberty. God dwells in the realm where bondage or captivity is unknown. God dwells in that realm where bondage is unknown, where captivity is unknown. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, it is such that the Bible said, now where the Lord is, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Spirit of the Lord is identified with liberty. Captivity does not exist in the Spirit of God. Bondage does not exist in the Spirit of God. Also, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, moves in the climate of liberty. The climate of liberty is the climate of the Son of God. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. He said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So everywhere he goes, he dismantles oppressions, he dissolves afflictions. It terminates captivity. Thirdly, the presence of the Most High
equals the submission and judgment of evil forces. The presence of the Most High equals the submission. The submission and the judgment of evil forces and altars. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 2 to verse 4. 1 Samuel chapter 5. The Philistines took the ark of God. They brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when day of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face, was falling straight to the ground before the ark of the Lord, before the presence of God. He has had destructive surgeries, decapitation, amputations. Dagon had decapitation, head cut off, amputations on the hand. Above knee amputations. Only his thumb was lying prostrate before the God of the universe. Forever you may be the Lamb upon the throne. I'll gladly bow myself to worship you alone. In fact, they made a mistake, Lord, to stand me beside you. But now I have learned my lesson. Dagon was flat.
Hey! Every evil power contending with your God. Every evil power contending with your Maker. Every evil power contending with your God. Today, I declare they shall bow.
Your God cannot be bound. I'd like you to picture it in your mind. When Jesus was on the earth, he called Peter, James, and John. And he said, brethren, pray for me. Brethren, pray for me. Say, Master Jesus, what happened? Say, it is witches. They were pursuing me last night. Is that possible? What happened to you, sir? Said, I was coming on the road of Galilee. I saw three witches on the tree. They came down. Before I know it, I was running. They were pursuing me. Peter, please agree with me in prayer. This is a trial of my faith. Is that possible? Or he said some snake were after him. Or they were giving him food. I'm sure you remember he was born as a man by a virgin. But it was not possible for him to be bound. In Acts chapter 2, verse 22, look at what the Bible said. Ye men of Israel, hear this words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Next verse. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken, and by wicked hands, you crucified him and slew him, who God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be bound. It was not possible.
possible that he should be held. Help the young man here. It was not possible that he should be tied. It was not possible that he should be holding. If it was not possible for the devil to hold him, it is not possible for the devil to hold you. If it is not possible for the powers of darkness to hold him, it is not possible for the powers of darkness to hold you. If it is not possible for the powers of the occult to hold him, it is not possible for the powers of the occult to hold you. Somebody say, it is not possible.
You say, I and the sons which the Lord has given me, we are for signs and for wonders. It's not possible. Somebody say, it's not possible.
Say, if it was possible before, not anymore. Not after today. They couldn't hold him. They cannot hold me. I want your mind to be revolutionized.
Look at the testimony that the mother gave. The young man was trying to go to read medicine. And all of a sudden, mind began to go off. You saw his testimony just now. You can still place it on the screen. And his mother brought him here. Mind returned back to normal. He's in 300 level now, medical school. See, he's the shortest among them there. I'm sure you see how short he is. That was why the devil wanted to bow him. Saw the way I was hugging him. Because that is why we are called. He said, take me to pastor. And he came here on a Tuesday, on the midweek service. Hands were laid on him. No more irrational behavior. No more hearing our voices. What was the girl that was brought in by her mother? Faith is her name. Maybe she's in service this morning. She was off already. Wild mental condition. She encountered the same God of this altar. That mind returned back to normal. Today we are paying her school fees. And she's in the university in 300 level. And on monthly allowance. If you are here, you can step forward. I don't want to embarrass you. But these are testimonies, evidences, that in the climate of God's presence, captivity is not allowed. I'm not talking of just mental. I'm talking of what followed you from your father's house. What they used to tie other people down. Ancestral limitations. Family limitations. Generational limitations. I stand here by the authority of God. I declare today, whatever has worked against you from your father's house, today is the end of their walking. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. Today is the end of their walking. You are saying amen, stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. A louder believer, say amen. A louder believer, say amen. A louder believer, say amen. Lift your hands and your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I am walking in liberty. I cannot be bound. I cannot be chained. My destiny cannot be limited. Listen to me. Please remain standing 1 minute. In all humility, what God has helped us to see, to touch, to experience. Maybe nobody where I have come from is allowed by the forces of darkness to near such a realm. How? Maybe not where we have come from, maybe the region. We can keep going. That is, you cross embargo.
Hey! You cross the embargo. You cross the line. The line you must not cross because of some certain family altars or curses or generational spells. You must not cross a certain realm. You must not step into a certain realm. God has given us the grace to cross it. And you are inside this train. Woo! And you are inside the same train. You are inside the same journey. You are on the same journey. I am the son the Lord has given to me. We are for signs. We are. Hey! Help, help out there. Help out right there. We are for signs. We are for wonders. We are for signs. We are for wonders. You are for signs. You are for a wonder. Give the Lord a clap. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a leap of joy. A bigger, 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 bigger clap.
In the city of London, in the city of Houston, the mayor came, sent his representative to declare certain days as Dunamis Revival Fire Conference Day officially. In London, from the King's Palace, two representatives, Queen's Palace. Then, the mayor of the territory where we held the program in Wembley was right there in the place. In Leeds, the mayor of Leeds was in attendance. After he finished addressing the crowd, and he was meant to go back to his seat, he asked, "You have not prayed for me." That's him there. "You have not prayed for me. Ask for prayer publicly." In Venezuela, mayor was there. Governor's family was there. In one of the Southern African countries, the president and his cabinet sat for the leadership conference. In Zambia, vice president was in the meeting for pastor's conference. Everywhere, mayor of Pagadian, that's the vice president right there. Mayor of Pagadian welcomed us in the Philippines, opened the meeting, saw us off to the airport, saw us off into the plane. God filled with the Holy Ghost at the airport. Dr. Misenetia ministered to him. He got filled with the Holy Spirit at the airport. They can show the mayor of Pagadian. Eh? Governor of Bicolandian, another state in the Philippines, introduced us, called our name perfectly, welcomed us to his state to preach. They can show you all of that. From where? From the climate. That's the governor of Bicol in Philippines. Like we say in Africa, who dash monkey banana? Huh? When God puts you on a bicycle, you will overtake anything. That's him right there. That is boundary crossed. Embargo broken. Limits shattered. I prophesy the same on you. The forces of your father's house that stopped other people before now, they will never be able to stop you after today. From the territory where you have come from, anything they say people cannot do, you will be the first to step in there. Every boundary they say people cannot cross, you will be the first to cross it. Every barrier and limitation that they cannot cross, you will be the first to cross it. All the things I said, I have not said it to impress you. I only said them to show you your possibility. I said them to show you your possibility. That you cannot be tied to a mantle, that kind of a mantle, and be a victim of family battles. That you cannot be connected to a train that is going forward and your life is going backward. That you cannot be connected to the God who cannot be oppressed, who cannot be bound, who cannot be possessed, and be under constant oppression. I decree it is over. It is over. It's over. Is something happening to you? In the course of this preaching, chains are being broken. At the beginning of this ministry, a young man met me. His grandfather was a native doctor, witch doctor. Great-grandfather, native doctor, witch doctor. Grandfather, native doctor, witch doctor. Father, native doctor, witch doctor. Then all of his boys, none of them agreed to become a native doctor. So they were all limited. All of them stopped in secondary school. He came to me. He said, this is our family history. Nobody can cross this level. Because all the boys, nobody wants to be a witch doctor. And somebody must inherit it. But then, prayer was prayed for him. Embargo lifted. He became the first person to go to the university. Graduated as an accountant. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? By that same mantle, I decree today, everything they say you shouldn't touch, every realm they say you shouldn't step into, every limit they have placed on your life and your destiny, I declare it is broken. Help that lady there, help her. It is broken. It is broken. It is broken. It is broken. Elohim Adonai El Shaddai Elohim. Elohim Adonai El Shaddai El Lion. 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 Take your place, have your way, reign supreme in this place. Take your place, have your way, reign supreme.
in this place. Take your place, have your way, reign supreme in this place. Take your place, have your way, reign supreme in this place.
Elohim,
Elohim.
Elohim,
Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, El Lion. Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai.
Sing it one more time.
Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai.
Remain standing. We're going to pray. If you are going to, oh Lord, if you are going to walk in liberty, you must renovate mentality. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Romans 12, verse 1 to 3. 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renew your mind. Take your seat. Let me round this off. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. I learned something about circus elephants in India. Yes, I learned something. I'll tell you about it now. So, when the elephants, you can show the picture of the circus elephant. They put the, look at the rider. They put the chain on the leg of the elephant. And the elephant tries to move. Then the chain pulls it back and it just remains there. It moves this way, the chain pulls it back. It moves this way, the chain pulls it back. It moves this way, the chain pulls it back. It keeps trying to move, but the chain keeps pulling it back. After a long while, when he is used to his chain and he has become chained to his environment, they remove the chain from the leg and he doesn't move away anymore. He just remains there. He just remains right there. The point came when the chain left the leg and went to the mind. It's no more the leg that is chained. The mind is now chained. And something tells it, don't bother to move. This is where you belong. Just remain here. You are sentenced to here. You are condemned to here. Such that even though nothing is holding it back anymore, it has been programmed. A neurophysiological programming. A mental programming to remain there. That is what the devil has done to so many of us. You've made so many efforts to succeed in life, to break through, to do this, to do that, to serve God well, and you kept on jamming opposition. You couldn't make it. All of a sudden, right in your mind, you are told you are not good enough.
You can't be like other people. Forget trying. Others can go there. You can't go there. You belong here. You belong to poverty. You belong to backward.
Hey! The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. That is why I say you must renew your mind. You must renovate your mentality. You must tell the devil, I don't belong here. I belong there. And I must get there. The fact that you stop my father does not mean you can stop me. The fact that you stop my mother does not mean you can stop me. The fact that you killed others in my family does not mean you can kill me. I shall live. I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall get there. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
You have to remove that chain from your mind. That voice that is talking to you, you are not good enough. Nobody likes you. Something is happening everywhere. Nobody likes you. You can't become anything. Forget marriage. Forget success. Forget even serving God. See, every time you fast, you are attacked. Every time you fast, you are attacked. Forget fasting. That devil is a liar.
Hey! That devil is a liar.
He said, the more you go to church, the more your problem increase. The more you serve God, the more. That shows that it doesn't belong to you. God is partial.
That devil is a liar. I came here today to break the chain from your mind. Break the chain from your mind. Break the chain from your mind. Break the chain from your mind.
Some of us, if we were to follow what people told us as children, I won't be here. No way. People who made you feel like you are nothing. People who made you feel like they have gone into your future and seen the future and concluded that you are not going anywhere. People who take you for granted, tolerate you. People who insult you and all manner of unprintable words on you. People who bring you to a point where you are not even sure of who you are. You are not confident of anything. You don't believe in anything, including yourself. You don't believe in yourself. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But you wake up this storm. Say, who are you to place a verdict on my life? Who told you that you are my God? Where were you when I was created?
Hey! He told me before he formed me, he knew me. Where were you when God created me? Where were you when I was being formed in my mother's womb? You don't have any say over my life. Stand up on your feet, somebody. It's time to pray. Mahashata kalabada balagada hurada saladadia. Lekote perete sete feta kalala. You must break that chain of your mind. You must break that chain of your mind. You must renew your mind. I cannot be in bondage. I cannot be in captivity. I cannot be in captivity. Oh, let me tell you something before we go.
When a lie is told 1,000,000 times, does it become the truth? That is a principle of Satan. That was what Adolf Hitler said. He said, tell the lie continuously until it appears like that is the truth. Am I communicating? So those dreams that are coming to you, lie dreams, that you are married to a demon in the dream. Those lie dreams that you cannot cross a certain boundary. Those lie false experiences that kept recurring around your life to make you believe that that is where you belong. You must break it and say, no way, you remain a lie. Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. You must renew your mind. You must renew your mind. What I am saying this morning is setting people free already. Somebody's liberty just appeared. Somebody's deliverance just appeared. Somebody's liberation just appeared. You are going to lift up your voice. You are going to renew your mind. You will renew your mind. You will renew your mind. And you will also engage the word, which is what I'm doing. Psalm 119, verse 45. He said, I will walk at liberty because I seek your precepts. You renew your mind. You engage the power of the word. This is what God's word said. This is what the truth said. And the truth is superior to fact. Somebody asked me the question yesterday. She lives in the UK. She said, when I go to the doctor and I tell the doctor my symptoms, and they say, what is wrong with you? And I tell the doctor all my symptoms. Am I confessing negative? Am I walking contrary to faith? I said, no. You are telling the doctor the fact of what is happening. That's the fact. Your faith is dealing with the truth. The truth is the truth of God's word. And the truth is superior to the fact. While you are not denying the fact, you are upholding the truth. While he didn't say, let the weak say, I'm not weak. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. In the face of your weakness, declare your strength. That you are weak is a fact. But that you are strong is your declaration. That is your faith. That is what you want. Am I communicating at all? That is how this matter is. You carry the word of God that said this is who you are, or this is where you are meant to be, or this is what you are meant to be. You uphold that word and you use that word as a knockout against what the enemy wants, your mind, how the enemy has programmed your mind. My wife said, you have a very healthy self-esteem. She's talking to me. Just that there's a way you have a healthy self-esteem. I said, yes, it's consciously worked. Nobody can look down on you without your permission. Nobody can take you for granted without your cooperation. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You have the authority to enforce who you are on your generation. Whatever you think is your opinion, this is who I am. Walking with springs under your feet. Walking with the boldness of a lion. Am I communicating? And so this is very, very critical. The word, and finally, the blood. The blood of Jesus at the cross of Calvary is our rescue. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham may come on the Gentiles. Christ redeemed us. Redeemed us by his blood. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. He said, as for thee, by the blood of your covenant, I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Turn to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Somebody say amen. Somebody is free today. That amen can be better. Somebody is walking in liberty today. Another way to title this month is your month of wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. It's your month of wholeness. It's your month of health. It's your month of vitality. It's your month of durability. The very life of God.
That is what it is. Anything that can be found in God, you can go for it. Anything that cannot be found in the God who made you, you reject it. Am I communicating? Lift up your hands everywhere you are now. Sicknesses will be healed. Afflictions will disappear. Chains will be broken. Liberty will be released. Lift your hands and your voice and begin to thank the Lord. Open your mouth and thank Him. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. Go ahead, lift your voice and speak to God.
Lift your hands and your voice and pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today.
I ask
that your nature
of spirituality,
your nature
of supernaturality,
your nature
of vitality,
your nature
of liberty
will come alive
in my life
today,
in the name of Jesus.
Your nature
of spirituality,
of supernaturality,
of vitality,
of liberty
will come alive
in my life
today, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray.
Let's shout out.
Adore,
We give you the praise. Lift your hands. There are people, what is critical for you to do is to give your life to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to make a new day in your life. And anywhere you are today, and you are saying, Pastor, I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. I need my sins forgiven. I need today to mark a new day. Wherever you are, place your hand on yourself and pray this prayer with me. And say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today forward ever. Backward never. In Jesus' name, amen. You prayed the prayer and you meant it. Can I see your hand up? The Edo people that we preached to this weekend and the other location, can I see your hands up? And everywhere you are, you want to make your ways right. God bless you. I see all the hands. Can you stand up on your feet and come to the front here? All those who are surrendering their lives to Jesus. Quickly, at the count of 10. 1.
Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life. He's waiting for you. Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him, give him. He's waiting. Why don't you give him?
Anyone who has an addiction in your life that must be broken, smoking, drinking, pornography, masturbation, gambling, lying, cheating, duping, there is a lifestyle you are not happy with. You know God is not happy with. You are battling and struggling with a behavior. You want that yoke broken. Bondage is not your portion. Quickly rush to the front here. And let me pray for you. Let's pray for you. I'll give you another count of 10 as you come. 1.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away.
Please watch us as watch the goodness gate.
More down the conqueror.
Watch the goodness gate.
That's who I am. I'm a new creation.